Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'll jump right in with my tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo I bow
to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And it's within you and all around you also. It's within all of us. And we are one besides. So here I am. It's for everyone, not just for me. So I hope you're all having a lovely, beautiful day. Happy equinox. I think that was yesterday, fall equinox. And I'm just laughing because there's just so many messages going out. I've been reading stuff, although I'll start to read it and then I'll ask the guides, my beings, if I'm supposed to read it or not. And pretty much it's almost always no. So, and I know what that's about. I used to, rely so strongly on my, outward stuff. You know, I had to read it to confirm it, or I had to get somebody to, see if somebody would agree with what I was thinking in order for it to be right or in order for it to be okay, that's been a long time ago. And of course, it's really nice to not feel alone. And so, when you have those moments, you read something and it's like, oh my gosh, I love that. That's just confirming what I believe or confirming, what I was hearing internally. That's just a really fun moment, and it makes you feel connected. And as humans, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for connection. I'm speaking as an extrovert, so maybe that's not the same. It's not the same, or it's not in the same way for everyone. But I love those moments of feeling connected with someone. And I read something recently by a nice, sweet man who he got, his message was, "You're missing the point." I laughed so hard. And it was kind of funny. So I thought, oh, I have to read that to my friend and mentor, Michael. And he was kind of like, "I don't understand why you're laughing." And I'm like totally cracking up. And he says, "Well, everybody gets different stuff." And I was having a moment of like, because I can say to Michael, "Well, you know what I'm talking about." And he's like, "Well, of course I know what you're talking about." And he always knows what I'm talking about. And so I thought it was interesting that particular thing that I read, he was kind of like, "Oh, okay, well, fine. It's for you, I guess." And so I was having a moment of like, oh, okay, I guess I can believe this and feel like it hits a chord, and I don't have to have Michael agree with that or see it the same way I see it. And I was kind of cracking myself up with that. But anyway, that particular message, "You're missing the point," just was really speaking to me and tickling my funny bone. And I loved it that, basically somebody said it out loud. It's kind of funny because, of course, really for many people, missing the point wasn't what it was about. This particular message was, really everything we're doing, it's an inside job, right? It's not this outward thing. It's inside us, and it's clearing inside. It's healing. It's that listening to that internal guidance, that still small voice. And that's what this particular guy's message was, that really it's about this internal message, internal voice, and really for all of us, it's a little different. There are some certainly connections here and there. Anyway, enough of that.
I wanted to just really give a shout out to all my fabulous buxom women friends, you know, my full figured gals who I am one with. I mean, I feel connected to all my sister goddesses, you know, but after having a lovely chat with my friend and mentor Michael yesterday, he just, boy, it was felt like one of the most profound that we've had in our 30, 35 years, probably close to 40 at this point of being together. And it was really about, I mean, I've gone on and on and on, love and self-acceptance. And, but in the back of my head, okay, I'm festive.
Everybody, I still wanted to be that skinny little thing that I was when I was 18. And you know what? It's just not, you know, partly, or maybe bigly, it's not realistic. You know, it's not realistic for me to be a skinny little thing anymore. Do I want to blame menopause? I'm not going to blame menopause, but you definitely, there's shifts in this 3D body, you know. I am a full-figured woman. I used to kind of tell my ex-husband, because he was always all about the skinny little things, that, hey, put me in a corset at the turn of the century, at the turn of the 19th and 20th century, and man, I'm in like Flynn, you know. I mean, you think about how popular during the Victorian age having that full figure, you know, the large bosom and the tiny waist with the corset and the nice full hips. I mean, they even added a bustle on to create that bigger, you know, look. I'm, you know, I never have felt in my time exactly like I fit in, but I'm realizing that I need to just let go of that old skinny thing idea. You know, that's just, that's not me anymore. I'm a full-figured woman. I'm a nurturing Mataji, you know, mama. I'm a goddess. I'm, you know, you think of those archetypical goddess figures, and they have a tummy, and they have, you know, lovely round hips, and they usually have, you know, lovely round breasts, and that's me. That's what I've got. So maybe, you know, part of what my life's mission is, you know, accepting that is who I am and embracing it fully. And then maybe, you know, I see women, there's women out there who are being, you know, standing up for being a full-figured woman and embracing that part of themselves, embracing that. So, you know, I'm kind of letting it flow here, but I somehow, Michael really helped me see yesterday that how powerful and how lovely, you know, and I'm hearing the word luscious, and the bees are raising their pom-poms and saying, yes, luscious. That it's very nurturing, and, you know, I love hugging people and being cozy, and, you know, there's something kind of that motherly feeling, maybe. I don't know, you know, I'm 58, so maybe it's, I'm just moving into this different time of my life. It's not the sexy young thing anymore. I remember when I was about, oh gosh, I must have been about 31 or 32, and I decided that I had to come out as a sexy goddess, and that was new. That was new for me back then. You know, I'd been basically covering everything up as a Sikh, and I found that part of me, and it felt really fun and very freeing and lovely. And you know, it wasn't that I was promiscuous or, you know, I was in a committed relationship, and I still am, but it was kind of like, you know, loving that sexy part of me, and that was really cool. But gosh, you know, that's like 20 whatever years ago now, and I'm in a different phase of life. And, you know, even becoming a step-grandma to a couple lovely children, my son and his sweetie are buying a house together, so I get to be, they're calling me Mataji, which is my mom name, beloved or respected mother, but I get to be a granny, and I'm having a good time playing with them. So anyway, it just felt really important to talk a little bit about that whole acceptance. And, you know, I just have had this whole, as I really look at it and I really fessed up, I've had this little thing in the back. It's always been there, like, oh, I love and accept myself. And then it's like, okay, then I'm at some point here, I'm going to lose all that weight, you know. And I have some extra weight. It grounds me. It makes me feel solid. It feels comforting. It feels cozy. At this point in my life, I can look in the mirror and I think I look good. So that, you know, itself is a little bit of a miracle. And I noticed that I've been, the home office has set it up, so I've been, felt like I've gotten my nose rubbed in it a little bit. So like needing to really embrace those parts of me, it's been lovely reminders about that to, like, okay, well, am I going to buy into that, you know, this current culture of being, you know, anorexic skinny person? No, I'm not. I enjoy eating. I enjoy my food. I don't want to spend however many rest of years of my life, you know, dieting. You know, I don't want to spend the rest, however many years of my life, feeling deprived. I enjoy eating, but I'm being conscious about it. I'm breathing. My dear friend Jan and I talked about this last week about we're never going to diet ever again, but it's about being very conscious, you know, and treating ourselves beautifully and, you know, breathing deeply and being very mindful about how we are, you know, and how we eat and just in this world. So anyway, the angels are saying there's some kind of chant I'm supposed to do around all of this. Okay, they're telling me I'm supposed to do the chant for miracles because basically they're saying that it will feel to me like a miracle. You know, I'm so close, but it will feel to me like a miracle if I can fully embrace this voluptuous, buxom, full-figured body that I have and let go. And it's going to help let go of that old piece of that's always in the back of my head that I'm going to become that skinny thing again. So, okay, chant for miracles. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidya dinasavadiya puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dhariya sikki ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya atala ata ho to latu tera antanavara bariya jini tu sevia bokara seku depara utariya Lava loba kamakroda maho marakade to the sapara varia. Dana sotera tana has such a tera pesa karia. Nanakatu lahena tu hai guru amara tu vicharia. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Guru ditata mana sadaria. So the lady came on and said, we have about a minute left. Somehow at the end of that chat, I was getting this image of the dogs in my life. And I have a few, I help friends here and there take care of their dogs when they go off on a trip. And I was imagining the dogs standing away from me or looking askance at me because of my body. And no, dogs are so loving and accepting, and they love you. They love you no matter what. They love you no matter what shape or size you are. They love you no matter what you smell like. In fact, they probably love you more if you're kind of stinky. But they are so loving and accepting, and that's so, so important for me. That really helps me to think about loving and accepting myself. All right, so this is the end of the show for this week, and thank you all for joining me. Many, many blessings on your journey. Much love.